In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Advantage Center. For Human Studies and Research.
Submit.
Summary of Sahih al-Bukhari.
On the authority of Abdullah bin Abbas.
That Abu Sufyan bin Harb told him.
Raqil was sent to him in a group of Quraysh.
They were merchants in the Levant.
During the period that the Messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace,
Abu Sufyan and the infidels of Quraysh went there.
So they came to him and they were with Elijah.
So he called them to his council.
And around him were the great Romans.
Then he called them and called for his interpreter.
And he said,
"Which of you is closest in lineage to this man who claims to be a prophet?"
Abu Sufyan said,
"So I said, I am the closest relative to them."
And he said,
"Bring him closer to me."
And his companions approached.
"So keep them at his back."
Then he said to his translator,
"Tell them, I am asking this about this man. If he tells me a lie, then you lie.
By God, if it were not for the shame that they would falsely influence me,
I would have lied about him."
Then the first thing he asked me was what he said.
"How does he relate to you?"
I said,
"He has lineage among us."
He said,
"Has anyone among you ever said this before?"
I said, "No."
He said,
"Was any of his fathers a king?"
I said, "No."
He said,
"Do the noblest people follow him or the weak ones?"
So I said, "Rather, they are weak."
He said,
"More or less?"
I said, "Rather, they increase."
He said,
"Will any of them apostatize out of dissatisfaction with his religion after he enters it?"
I said, "No."
He said,
"Were you accusing him of lying before he said what he said?"
I said, "No."
He said,
"Is he treacherous?"
I said, "No.
We are in a period of time where we do not know what he will do."
He said,
"There was no word for me to include anything other than this word."
He said,
"Did you fight?"
I said, "Yes."
He said,
"How was your fight with him?"
I said,
"The war between us and him is a debate.
He gets us and we get him."
He said,
"What does he command you?"
I said,
"He says, worship God alone and do not associate anything with him.
Leave what your fathers say.
He commands us to pray, be truthful, chastity, and maintain ties."
He said to the translator,
"Tell him, I asked you about his lineage.
So I mentioned that there is a lineage among you.
So are the apostles.
She traces the lineage of her people.
I asked you if any of you said this.
So I mentioned that no.
So I said,
if someone had said this before him,
I would say a man follows a saying that was said before him.
I asked you whether any of his fathers had any king.
So I mentioned that no.
I said,
if any of his fathers had a king.
I said, a man asks for his father's kingdom.
And I asked you, were you accusing him of lying before he said what he said?
So I mentioned that no.
I know that he would not refuse to lie to people and lie to God.
I asked you whether the noblest people follow him or the weak ones.
So I mentioned that their weak people followed him.
They are followers of the messengers.
I asked you whether they should increase or decrease.
So I mentioned that they are Yazid.
And so is the matter of faith until it is fulfilled.
And I asked you, has anyone apostatized out of dissatisfaction with his religion after he entered it?
So I mentioned that no.
And so is faith when it touches hearts on its screen.
I ask you whether he is treacherous.
So I mentioned that no.
Likewise, the messengers do not betray.
I ask you what he commanded you.
So I mentioned that he commands you to worship God and not associate anything with him.
He forbids you from worshiping idols.
He commands you to pray, be honest, and be chaste.
He added in a narration,
I asked you how you fought him. She claimed that war was a debate and a dispute between countries.
So are the apostles.
They will be afflicted and then the outcome will be theirs.
If what you say is true,
he will own the place of these feet of mine.
And I knew he was out.
I didn't think it was you.
If I knew that I would be faithful to him,
I was excited to meet him.
Even if I were with him,
I would have washed his feet.
Then he called for the book of the messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace.
The one whom Dihia sent to Basra's great man.
So he gave it to Heraclius.
And he read it.
So there it is.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
From Muhammad, the servant of God and his messenger.
The great God of the Romans, Rakel.
Peace be upon those who follow guidance.
As for after,
I call you to propagate Islam.
Aslam, thank you.
May God reward you twice.
If you take over,
the sin of the Eresians is upon you.
O people of the book, come to a common word between us and you.
We should not worship anyone but God and not associate anything with him.
Do not take one another as lords other than God.
If they turn away, then say, bear witness that we are Muslims.
Abu Sufyan said.
When he said what he said,
he finished reading the book.
There was a lot of noise and voices rose.
And he took us out.
So I said to my friends when we left,
Ibn Abi Kabsha became the emir of the matter.
He is feared by the Yellow King of Ben.
I'm still confident that he will appear.
Until God introduced Islam to me.
And in a novel.
By God, I am still humiliated, certain that his matter will be revealed.
Until God brought Islam into the heart of Islam while I was a hater.
He was the son of Nader.
Owner of Elia and Hercules.
A roof over Nasr al-Sham.
It happens that Rakla came when Elijah came.
One day he became evil.
Some of his penguins said,
we have denounced your appearance.
Ibn al-Nader said,
Hercules was looking at the stars.
He told them when they asked him,
I saw it tonight when I looked at the stars.
The king of circumcision has appeared.
Who is circumcised from this nation?
They said that only Jews are circumcised.
You don't care about them.
And write to your king's debtor.
They kill the Jews among them.
While they are on their way,
Heraclius brought a man sent by the king of Gassan.
He tells about the news of the messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace.
When Heraclius told him,
go and see whether he was circumcised or not.
So they looked at him.
They told him that he was circumcised.
He asked him about the Arabs.
He said, they are circumcised.
Hercules said,
this king of this nation has appeared.
Then Heraclius wrote to his friend in Rome.
He was his counterpart in science.
Heraclius marched to Homs.
He did not throw hummus.
Until a letter came to him from its owner.
Rakla agrees with his opinion regarding the departure of the prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace.
And he is a prophet.
So Heraclius allowed the great Romans to visit him in Homs.
Then he ordered its doors to be closed.
Then he looked up and said,
O people of the Romans!
May you attain success and maturity.
And may your kingdom be established.
So they pledged allegiance to this prophet.
They followed the wild asses to the gates.
They found it closed.
When he saw him, he drove them away.
Ace of faith.
He said,
return them to me.
And he said,
I said my article above.
Test your strength against your religion.
I have seen.
So they prostrated to him and were satisfied with him.
That was the last matter of Heraclius.
Comment on the Hadith.
Heraclius is the Roman king.
And Hercules is his name.
In Rakab, the plural of rider.
They are the owners of 10 camels or more.
The number of the caravan was 30 men.
In duration.
It means the period of reconciliation in Hudaybiyah.
Its duration was 10 years.
Elijah. That is, the holy house. Which of you is closer in lineage? Because a relative does not discredit his relative's lineage.
The translator. It is the expression of language in language.
Allegedly.
That is, he claims.
So keep them at his back. So that they would not be ashamed to confront him with refutation if he lied.
It affects.
That is, they tell it about me and talk about it.
So I admire him.
The noblest people followed him.
That is, their elders and the most distinguished among them.
Follow the messengers.
Weak people without supervision.
Because the nobles refuse to let someone like them be presented to them.
This is the majority.
Otherwise, noble people would have believed in him.
Like Al-Siddiq and Al-Faruq, may God be pleased with them.
Indignation.
That is, hatred for the matter and dissatisfaction with it.
Were you accusing him of lying?
That is, on people.
He betrays.
Treachery.
Abandonment of fulfillment of the covenant.
I couldn't say a word to say anything about it.
That is, not a single word to tell him helped me.
Sparring.
Any noob.
And the record.
Aquarius.
He likened the warriors to the righteous.
This one draws a bucket and this one draws a bucket.
And abandon what your fathers say.
It is a comprehensive word for abandoning what they were in pre-Islamic times.
But he mentioned the fathers.
A warning about their excuse for violating it.
Because fathers are role models for idol worshippers.
Chastity.
It is abstaining from incest and immoral behavior.
And abstaining from what does not beautify the situation and the outcome.
Relevance.
It is whenever God Almighty commands it to be delivered.
This is done with righteousness, honor, and good care.
In the lineage of her people.
That is, the best and most noble of them in lineage.
Yahtzee.
That is, he follows and imitates.
And the worst.
Role model.
Leather lie.
That is, to stop lying and abandon it.
When his screen mixes hearts.
Joviality.
The explanation of the chest, joy and pleasure.
And its origin.
Kindness to people when they come.
Showing pleasure at seeing him and making him feel happy.
And what is meant?
Faith creates an openness in the hearts and hearts it enters.
She becomes more happy with it.
The sweetness of faith.
Do not enter a heart and come out of it.
I am sincere to him.
That is, I get to it.
I was excited to meet him.
That is, reaching it requires danger and hardship.
I would have washed my feet.
Exaggeration in his service.
Da'iya.
He is the son of Khalifa al-Kalbi.
He was one of the most beautiful companions and notables.
Gabriel, peace be upon him, used to come to the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, in his image.
Visually.
It is a city south of Damascus.
I invite you to spread Islam.
That is, he commanded you to invite Islam.
It is the word of monotheism.
Aslam, thank you.
This is one of the sums of words.
That is, you will be saved from war and small tribute in this world.
And in the afterlife of torment.
May God reward you twice.
Because of your belief in Jesus, peace be upon him.
And your faith and your following of Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace.
If you take over.
That is, expressed.
For upon you is the sin of the Eresians.
They are the peasants, the people of agriculture.
That is, you owe the sin of your subjects who follow you.
If you convert to Islam, they will convert to Islam.
Whatever you abstain from, you will be cursed.
The hustle and bustle.
That is, the confusion.
It is the mixing and raising of sounds.
He ordered Ibn Abi Kabsha.
Any bone and a lot.
And his lineage is other than his known, well-known lineage.
Enmity towards him.
King of Bin Alisfar.
That is, the king of the Romans.
Ibn Nader.
It is said that the caretaker.
He is the garden keeper.
Elijah's owner. That is, its prince. A roof. The roof is the head of the Christian religion. Malicious soul. That is, a weak-willed, anxious person. His penguin. They are the properties of the Roman state. Haza. That is, a priest. Looks at the stars. That is, speculate. And fortune-telling. It is informing about matters of the unseen. Sometimes it is by casting demons. Sometimes you benefit from the rulings of the stars. Don't care about them. What is meant? Don't get caught up in them. They are too despicable for us to care about them. Romans. The city of the Roman presidency. He did not throw hummus. That is, he did not leave her. He did not leave his place. DSCR. That is, the palace with houses around it. So they examined the size of the wild asses. That is, they fled and returned. He likened them to monsters. Because its repulsion is greater than the repulsion of human animals. He compared them to reds. Due to ignorance and lack of intelligence. The farmer. That is, winning, staying and surviving. An adulthood. Any good injury. It is guidance and uprightness. And may your kingdom be established. Because they persist in disbelief. It was a reason for their king to go. Heraclius knew this from the news of his predecessors. That is, I will. Any despair. I said my article above. That is, soon or quickly. One of the benefits of talking. Firstly, the news of a group is more relevant than the news of an individual. Especially if they are plural. Knowledge comes from their news. This benefit is taken from the words of Heraclius. And they brought his companions closer. So keep them at his back. Secondly, there is evidence in the Hadith that they used to detest lying. Either by taking from the previous law. Or by custom. Third, lying is ugly. Even if it is against an enemy. The jurist said, the enemy's testimony against his enemy is not heard. Because the enemy is not trustworthy. He can lie to his enemy. Fourth, whoever gains insight into a certain matter will not go back on it. Unlike those who engage in falsehoods. Fifth, messengers do not betray. Because they do not ask for the luck of the world. The one who seeks it does not care about treachery. Unlike those who seek the afterlife. Sixth. Saying of Abu Sufyan. And I couldn't say a word. Enter something other than this word. But he did it. Because he knows that loyalty and honesty are among his morals, may God bless him and grant him peace. And he, may God bless him and grant him peace, fulfills what he promised them. But he referred the matter to the future. He said what he said. Knowing that his sincerity and loyalty, may God bless him and grant him peace, is constant and unchanging. Seventh. What does he command you to say? It indicates that the messenger would command his people. Eighth. Explaining the virtue of monotheism. The first thing he is commanded to do is bitterness. It is the monotheism of God Almighty. Then they are ordered to adhere to the obligations. Ninth. The messenger is sent only from the most noble lineage. Because of the honor of his lineage. It was far from plagiarism. People were more amenable to him. Tenth. Everyone who attempted a great request. If he does not follow anyone else's family, he will come forward from his family. Nor did he request the presidency of his predecessor. It was farther from suspicion and clearer for the seen. Eleventh. The followers of the messenger are mostly people of submissiveness. Unlike the arrogant people. Those who insisted on discord out of spite and envy. 12. Faith increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. And this belief. Heraclius understood it from the condition of previous nations with their messenger. And he said, and so is the matter of faith until it is fulfilled.
13th. Whoever tells a hadith and is known to be truthful, it will be accepted. Unlike those who are known to lie.
14. The hadith contains a reference to striving to perfect good morals
and the acquisition of types of virtues.
15th.
Ethics and virtues are based on honesty. Its validity depends on monotheism
and abandoning associating partners with God Almighty.
He referred to abandoning vices
and have virtues.
God Almighty forbids us from shortcomings.
He commands us to achieve perfection.
16th.
The call of the messengers agreed to prove the monotheism of God Almighty,
denying polytheism.
17.
The messengers are afflicted. Then the consequence will be theirs.
God afflicts them with that.
Their reward will be increased
because of their great patience and their effort in obeying Him.
God Almighty said,
and the outcome is for the righteous.
18th.
Rakla told him and asked him about all these matters.
It was about old books.
So she mourned the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace.
It is written for them in the Torah and the Gospel.
19th. Consider what Heraclius extrapolated from these descriptions.
Show him the goodness of his description.
He recovered from his condition.
Heraclius was a wise man.
If it were not for the king and his followers.
The 20th. Guidance to put people in their homes.
She is a prophetic teacher in advocacy discourse.
21st.
In the hadith.
Warning against becoming a head of misguidance.
He bears his burden and the burden of those who follow him.
XXII.
Reference to the mission of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace.
It came from every way. On the lips of each team.
From a priest or astrologer.
Who is right or wrong?
From forget or reap.
This is one of the most creative things a scientist points out.
Or a protester leans towards him.
XCI.
In the hadith it is permissible to correspond with infidels.
The Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, wrote the kings.
24th.
It is desirable to export books using basmala. Even if the person to whom he is sent is an unbeliever.
25th.
From the Sunnah in correspondence and letters between people.
The writer begins with himself and says,
from so-and-so to so-and-so.
26th.
Desirability of eloquence and brevity.
And use the abundant words in the correspondence.
With caution and piety in words.
27th.
Preventing a non-Muslim from greeting a non-Muslim.
28th. Permissibility of sending a verse from the Quran to a non-Muslim.
6. It is necessary to act according to the information of one person. Otherwise, sending dahiyah would be of no use. This is the consensus of those whose consensus is reliable.
30. Who among the people of the book recognized our Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. So believe in him, he will have two rewards.
31st. Whoever causes misguidance or prevents guidance, he was a sinner.
32.
Al-Bukhari concluded the chapter with his hadith rakl. After he opened it by talking about actions with intentions. As if he said,
if his intention is true, he will benefit from it in general.
Otherwise, he will be disappointed and lose.